pop into Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn Shop to fill all of your popcorn cravings. Conveniently located in Stonecrest, Georgia, the shop is open 12 to 7, Thursday through Saturday, and 12 to 4 on Sundays. Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn is the perfect gift for a friend, a fundraiser opportunity to offset costs for your organizations, and the shop has available event space for your next event. For more information, you can follow Fancy Pop Gourmet on IG and tell them Nightmare Radio sent you.
I have a dream.
Had a few nightmares, bitches.
Dreams are full, nightmares come true.
Freddy Krueger, give him a nightmare. Soon as you close your eyes, nigga, we right there. Come in the middle of the night, like it's a nightmare. You open your eyes, not dreaming, nigga, we right there.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 94 of Nightmare Radio. It's your girl, Ish.
And I'm Brittany Kristen.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Of course, you know, the summertime, we be outside.
Okay, we've been out. Girl, we had a time last week, last month, couple days ago. We supposed to be taking a break, but we definitely have been outside. But we've been missing the audio. We've been missing the visual too. So hey y'all.
Hey y'all. Hey, we looking like
just got beat. The stepkids. I've been running up and down my daddy and my mama's house hallway.
But honestly, in this summer heat,
it's hot.
It's not giving full beat.
It's not.
It's not giving full beat.
Face sliding off.
It's giving you get what you get.
Exactly. And so today y'all are just going to get into all of this
natural
brown skin,
beauty. Yeah.
Chocolate melanin, just doing what it does best. Anyway.
Anyways, girl.
It has been such an eventful 30 plus days.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff for the culture, a lot of wins, a lot of amazing things that have happened, some not so amazing things that have happened. We're just wrapping up Black Music Month.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that pulled up to More Life, More Wine, More Convos.
Yes.
Last month, shout out to Keon, shout out to Kodak, shout out to Jay Reed, shout out to Teacup, and everybody else.
Everybody's in the building.
Yes, that was in the building. Fancy Pop, that was lit. We appreciate y'all for being there.
Kayo Mansa, Hip Hop Stocks, we appreciate you as well.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do. He gave a lot of insights.
Yes, he did.
To what was going on.
The conversation.
For sure.
Yes.
And speaking of her wine, be sure to visit herwines.com. Use code DON'TSLEEP for 15% off of your purchase.
That's right.
And also, while you're shopping,
you can also head on over to eShop and Drop Store to purchase your Nightmare Radio Show merchandise. And if you're watching this right now, we're going to give you $20 off your purchase of two items.
Two.
What's the code? Is it
check dash in? And you know, this year, every year we have like a running theme. I don't know what the theme was from last year,
but this year is definitely check in.
It's check in. It's mental health. We're definitely checking in on the mental health, mental wealth.
Yes.
So use code check in for $20 off of your purchase of two items.
That's right. That's right. And last but not least, catch us on the 15th of this month. July 15th is going down. Fancy Pop Popcorn Shop. Shout out to Atia. We're going to be back at it again. A cute little pop-up vending experience, shopping experience. So come kick it with the ladies of Nightmare Radio Show and support Black-owned business.
Yes, we will definitely have her wine in the building, Shade Butter, a new one out there for all y'all ashy folks this summer.
Oh, my gosh.
She also has soap, sanitizers, and everything. So y'all be sure to pull up and shop with her. We're going to have some other vendors in the building. So be sure to pull up. July 15th, yeah. 5 to 8, Fancy Pop Gourmet Popcorn Shop.
Super excited. Okay, so are those all the church announcements we got?
I think that's it. So without further ado, let's hop straight into the culture list, dissecting the wins and L's for the culture this week.
That's right.
It's the culture list on Nightmare Radio.
So as we close out Black Music Month, Usher did us all a solid when he finally gave us what we all didn't know that we were waiting on.
Oh, that's so sharp and flat at the same time. Ooh,
like
I'm going to crop that out.
Like Ray J knew. Okay. Horrible honorable mention that comes first. Shout out to the Versus, Omarion Mario Versus. Mario took that home for sure. And
yes.
Shout out to all the people in the off-key crew. Y'all already know who y'all are.
RSVP. That's what they said their name was going to be.
They need an O in there too, though.
Ooh.
Oh. Back to Usher.
Usher blessed us. It's definitely a win. The Undisputed King of R&B blessed us with a mini concert for NPR's Tiny Desk series. He gave us what we were waiting for. Although he could have sang that. I would have, you know, go on and hit it. That's what it's made for.
Well, you're going to have to catch him in Vegas at his residency for that one.
Right, I know that's right. But I love that he brought along with him some two R&B leaders of the new school.
Yes, and for background singers, that was dope.
Yes, Vito and Eric Bellinger, and they definitely did their thing. I love Eric Bellinger, too, by the way. So.
Yes.
Hey, Miss Goods.
Hayden. But definitely check out the Tiny Desk on YouTube if you haven't. I know I have.
Yeah.
So be sure to check that out. Oh, speaking of Usher, shout out to him being in City Girl's new song, Good Love.
Oh, really? I didn't know he was on the feature.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's really like Usher's song featuring City Girls. No shade to Carisha and them. Go Poppy, all that they was doing last week.
Diddy did say that he really appreciated that gesture and that it was very sweet.
Anywho, moving on to the next thing on the list, because we've beat that.
That's sure.
Essence Fest 2022 went down this weekend.
Yes, and it was, of course, a star-studded event. The 28th annual event, this was the first return to its full in-person experience.
Yes.
So I know that the city of New Orleans went crazy. Some of the headliners and performers included Kevin Hart, Janet Jackson, New Edition, Nicki Minaj kicked it off on Friday.
Looking out of breath, but I think it's because she might be pregnant.
I don't know, girl, but if it's true, congratulations.
Congratulations, yes.
It's a few other babies, new baby mamas joining the 2022 class.
Of pregnant girls say, yeah. Hey, because the girls is pregnant this year.
I was outside last fall.
Yeah, I was definitely outside this winter. Summer Walker.
Yes, Janae Aiko and Big Sean are expecting their first child together.
Yes, I think it's somebody else I'm missing, but I don't know right now.
We're on baby watch for Pinky, who just announced her engagement to Derek Hayes while at Essence Fest this weekend.
So. Yes, well, he proposed at Essence Fest, so shout out to her. I need to be on that prayer line. I think that's somebody said on Twitter, like,
there we go.
What is Pinky's prayer?
Okay.
Well, we might find out real soon.
You know what? I know that's right. We'll see. But yeah, so again, a great time for the culture, a great way to end Black Music Month and just continue the vibes of outside.
Yes. Oh, Lauryn Hill pulled up.
Oh, Lauryn Hill definitely pulled up. And
she was on
out
time.
She was. Don't do Miss Lauryn.
She might
Hill.
Not be there when you call, but she's always on time. Not for Wyclef. Anyway.
Transitioning on to the L's.
Ooh, y'all.
You know what? Before we get there, it's one thing that we did not talk about that should have been on this list.
What?
Should the baby daddy be bringing McDonald's for all the baby mamas?
First of all, I'm not finna entertain that with y'all, because guess what? That was a skit. Y'all have to stop buying into everything on social media. That was literally a skit. But I don't know. I think my daddy would have did it.
Yeah, if my mom
had multiple kids. But
I think that it should not be expected, though.
No, it should not be expected.
You know, and if it's done, it's done. But don't be like, okay, well, that's your responsibility. Because in my mind, it's like, okay, so is he also supposed to buy your kids Christmas gifts too?
But there are a lot of people who have dated women with children, mm-hmm. and when they leave that relationship, they still claim that child as theirs.
That's true.
So, you know, it's really to each his own. It really just depends on the type of man that you are.
Yep.
And
your financial circumstances.
And your financial circumstances and the relationship between you and the mother and the children.
Yep.
So to each his own on that.
Yeah. Heard, understood. I just had to ask because one of our listeners is going to hound me if I didn't include that.
Anywho, Georgia's HIV and AIDS rate, Georgia has over 60,000 people. Sorry. It's about 50-some thousand people in Georgia that are living with HIV.
Yeah.
They rank number 5 on the list in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we rank number 5 on the list in the nation.
Right. And the most populous in the city in the state of Georgia with the most populous amounts of HIV rates are, of course, Metro Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Savannah area as well.
Mm, I didn't know that.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, the thing is, the numbers are kind of sort of skewed right now due to the pandemic because a lack of recent HIV data has been available. And most of the focus has been on COVID at-home testing reporting.
I have seen an influx of HIV testing sites since we've been outside the summer.
Yeah.
So know your status, you know, get your checkups, go to the doctor, pop out at these events, know your status. If you feel, if you're seeing symptoms, you know, it's better to be ahead of these things, especially HIV, instead of behind it for sure.
And you know, beyond, or not even beyond HIV, but before HIV, you know, protect yourself. Y'all trying to be outside, but make sure that you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then the circumstances, the consequences that you're going to have to pay, you know, aside from something that you can contract, hey, you see what's happening now in the after days of the Roe versus Wade decision. So be smart. We'll be talking more about sex and all that.
In this month, is the theme of this month is let's talk about sex, baby. But let me ask you a question really quick. So you've recently gotten back in the dating pool. Is it a thing to be tested before you're sexually active in the world of one night stands and whole music and things like that? Like, we really risking it all to just like smash and then you just end up with it?
I wasn't in the dating pool like that.
Okay.
I didn't even get a chance to really stick my toe in nothing. But I as a personal practice of self-hygiene and personal self-care, yes, I get tested twice a year. Yeah. Because I'd go to the doctor and do like the full, you know, you're supposed to do one annual screening, health screening, but you can opt for two. That is actually an option. If you ask your healthcare provider, you can opt for two, you know, full panel screenings and all that other stuff that you got to do for women a year. But yeah, that should be a thing. And for sure, if it's not a thing, it should be a thing before you transition to different, you know, partners. Like if you're leaving one relationship and moving to another, yeah, that definitely was a thing.
Yeah.
And it was talked about.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, we're very responsible and mature over here in 2022 because we cannot continue to live a life where it's like, oh, are we not going to talk about getting checked for STDs? When was the last time you got checked?
Yeah.
When's the last time you checked yourself? When's the last time, ladies, you checked out your own consistency down there? You know, let's talk about it.
Let's definitely talk about it. Speaking of holding yourselves accountable, go ahead.
Oh, what do you got to say?
I'm going to the next point. Miles Bridges is out here tripping.
Yeah, he certainly is out here tripping. Last Friday, the forward for Charlotte Hornets was arrested in L.A. On suspicion of domestic violence. The arrest stemmed from an incident that occurred on Monday between his wife. Michelle Johnson actually posted pictures on Instagram showing her injuries, which include concussion, a fractured nose and wrist, as well as a torn eardrum and torn muscles in her neck.
But not the baby was on FaceTime spilling the tea to the grandma.
Okay, so let's talk about it. This ain't the first. This is not the first time that we've heard about an athlete being, you know, put on Front Street about his domestic violence issues. Are we still really? Is this like, are men holding other men accountable of these types of things? Are they sharing these types of information?
I think that's a great question for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I do think there are some men that don't condone that, but I don't know what that looks like what does that look like? So men, y'all chime in. What is holding other men accountable for domestic violence look like? Let us know, because we don't know.
Yeah, I'm really curious to uncover that.
Speaking of, honorable mention, that's not on here, Caesar.
From Black Ink Crew.
Caesar from Black Ink Crew Black Ink Crew is over because a video that was leaked of him abusing
a small little puppy dog.
But it was also brought that it was also made mention that he was abusing his girlfriend now, well, his ex-girlfriend at the time, I believe it was her dog. And I believe Duchess came out and said that she faced abuse from him as well. So I don't know what that looks like, especially from the network standpoint.
How do you take accountability as a network as well, as a production staff?
Because they only gonna hold accountable. They're only gonna call him accountable when it's a damn dog, but they're not gonna hold him accountable when it was his child. When it was all these other people.
Have I'm just, you know, curious to know, like, have those other instances of his, of him and his rage and his anger been, you know, got caught on camera?
I don't think so, but does it have to be far outside of the women? I haven't seen anything on camera, but we've seen him fight on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He literally him and his cousin literally tore this man, another cast member's back out of place.
Oh my gosh.
It was a mess. Anyway, prayers to them. Hopefully this is a learning experience for him.
Right.
This domestic violence thing is something that I'm seeing being swept underneath the rug. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people aren't making a big fuss about it. It's just kind of like,
so they're not making a big fuss
about it? I haven't seen much of it. Mm. I think I'm bringing a lot more light to it now than
I think that's
I've
really,
seen.
That's a really interesting observation that you can say. And I don't disagree.
Because when they post, you could tell like the engagement on social media. You're gonna see a lot of likes, you're gonna see a lot of versus comments. Or if you don't see a lot of likes, you're gonna see little comments. You see people aren't really into it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's an algorithm thing or it's something that people are just not trying to buy into.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Why are we, again, are we still in 2022? Are we still sweeping things? See, and we're gonna get into the talk about, you know, P-Valley a little bit later, but It's so many things that have to be discussed. It have to be addressed. We have to do a better job of and not just during the month of October or the month of December, AIDS awareness, HIV awareness month, or the month of May for mental health awareness month.
Yeah, we got to continue the conversation.
Well,
we opened the door and you guys have to do this on your own.
Right. We encourage you guys to continue these conversations when you hear our voices. Share it with your friends. Like, comment, subscribe under this video. Make sure that you are subscribed to our YouTube channel. Anyway.
Last but not least, Jaylen Walker, slain by police in Akron, Ohio.
According to the recently released camera footage, it shows officers attempting to do, an unspecified traffic stop. There was a flash that was assumed to be a gunshot that was seen from exiting his car before the police officers approached his car. He gets out of the car. He's got a ski mask on the dashboard. He leaves his wedding ring. I think, you know, some bullets. Mm-hmm. And you know, they take off into a foot pursuit. Eight officers. The cameras are not necessarily clear, but there is some sort of scuffle, or maybe there's a change of turn, or where maybe, Walker may have reached for something. But of course, we know how this situation ends. 60 wounds were found in his body.
See, these are the type of things that make me scared. That as a, you know, boy mom, it's like, oh my God. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot for me. So honorable mention to Javonte Williams, one of our own Stevenson graduate. Well, Stevenson. He went to Stevenson. Died in police custody in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they haven't received answers. I'm not sure if they've received his body yet. I know a couple weeks ago they were still trying to get his body. But yeah, this is just a thing that's continuing to happen. And I don't know how many times we gonna talk about it before something happens. What's happening out here? Do you know?
No.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Justice for Javonte. Justice for Jaylen as well. Justice for everybody.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, don't go anywhere. We're going to get into the political update after this bomb mix. If you would like to be featured in the bomb mix, be sure to visit the link in our bio on all social media platforms. Submit your music, and if it's hot, we will play it on our show. Do not sleep. It's Nightmare Radio.
One, three, two, one. Show me who cooked.
Crossing the line now, what?
What the fuck are you doing?
I'm
Tricks, no games, man. Just wanna know how y'all make what y'all make, man.
You wanna meet the wizard?
I'm trying to find a word so I can express the feeling. Ain't trying to just get one, I need some extra millions. They say them lines that I be kicking sounding extra brilliant. All them plans we had are blowing, how you just forget them? And I can hear my mama now, she's saying just forgive them. I know so many blizzards, like damn, I just was with them. Who got the juice? Gold on my neck, that's not a noose. The dopest lines that I produced, grinding hard was my excuse. They told me 12 was on my trail, some shit called microphone abuse. If I could see my younger self, I'd tell them, why you just confused? If I could see my future self, I ask them, let me hold some. If I knew me, I'd say, you got it, young Goldie, stop front. And I just came back from the plug, I paid half and got front. I know that money ain't shit, but that's until it stopped coming. They say the streets ain't about nothing, nigga, life is much deeper. I'd rather put it on your head before I pay you for a feature. That's just today's mentality, today's reality, another fatality. I give a fuck if she mad at me. I love to count up on Monday and spend like it's Saturday. I remember them Saturdays, without no way we still had a way. I keep a pistol and a scale, but I'm trying to put that away. But my phone be going crazy, I'm still trying to catch every play. Like it's some new shit every day. The devil come every way, still searching for better days until we reach heaven gates. Damn. Grinding hard was my excuse, trying to catch every play.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
Take the jab, take the vax, take a vote. Just do it, just do it. You'll be fine, just do it. Take a jab, just do it, just do it. I'm a lemon pepper Lewis. This ain't even in the Constitution. They keep you from your bread like you're allergic to the gluten. Everybody do it, fuck what everybody doing. They couldn't take me out, shadow ban, they tried to mute it. Now it's pimping, won't he will, pimping, won't he do it. Taking drugs to work, sound like legal prostitution. And they say it's simulation, first they said it's evolution. Science switch it up, soon as niggas catch up to it, I do it.
Yeah, let's go, let's go.
Ever trust a congressman, a senator, the police, take your pick. I never trust the same motherfuckers. Gave you crack, gave you projects, gave you smallpox. Can you read the room, nigga? I can't hear these walls talk. It's a foreign, big pharma like the born off. When I use my sixth sense, this is not a coin toss. Controlled opposition. Get you scared, unsure, that's the lure. Start a virus, sell the cure, reassure. It's a zoo, Sun Tzu, art of war. Are you sure?
Police state already here.
Are you sure?
Metaverse already here.
Are you sure?
Man, what the fuck we talking about?
Are you sure?
FEMA camp kept you locked in your house.
Are you sure?
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough. You're locked in with Nightmare Radio.
My hands are so dry. Ish, do you have anything I can use for my hands?
Yes, girl. Let me show you this stuff I got from P-Save.
What is it?
Shade Body Butter.
What?
Girl, yeah. Shade Body Butter is perfectly whipped blend of natural butters, natural oils, and it's scented with essential oils.
Essential oils?
Girl, yes. It smells so good. It's a deep and lasting moisturizer. Great for sensitive skin, to all skin types without leaving any oily residue.
Let me get some of that right here.
Girl, yes. Stay moisturized and come shine in Shade Body Butter. Mm. Be sure to visit ShadeBodyButter.com and follow them at Shade Body Butter on Instagram and Facebook for all of your purchases.
Politicking with the political update.
Welcome back, guys. Last week, Clarence Thomas falsely claimed that COVID vaccines contained aborted fetus cells. Could you believe that? According to CNN.com, the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas falsely cited sources about COVID-19's vaccine consisting of cells being from aborted fetuses, although none of the COVID-19 vaccines in the U.S. contain such. Thomas objected the Supreme Court's refusal to hear the case and stated they object on religious grounds to all available COVID-19 vaccines because they were developed using the cell lines derived from aborted children. This is an argument, you know, to protect those that do not believe in the vaccine because it goes against their religious beliefs. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy because, like, this was such an unfounded statement. There's no science that backs it up. There's no nothing that backs it up. This is what we call pseudoscience.
Why would he say that, Brittany?
I don't know why he would say that. Remember, earlier this year, there was also talk about him wanting to step down because he was, you know, unstable or unfit. Because this sounds like a statement of someone that would be, like, unfit. You know, mentally unstable. Like, something is is off.
He definitely needs to step down after all of the crap he's been in.
Because how many times this season has he made the culturalist political updates?
Twice. This is twice for him. This is twice for him. This is definitely twice for him.
Once for his wife.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. This is retarded.
Well, we'll see what happens next week on the Hill. Y'all stay tuned.
Also, wait a minute. I didn't realize that they overturned Roe versus Wade before our good sis Ketanji was actually sworn in.
Yeah.
Moment of silence for Roe v. Wade. Okay, moving on.
Definitely.
Because that was crazy.
Yeah, it is. And it's just, and because we didn't, we were on our little sabbatical, we didn't get a chance to address that momentum was, you know, passing.
Well, we did.
We talked about it before.
But With All Due Respect podcast.
Oh, we did.
So check y'all have to check that out over there.
That's right.
When
that's
it comes
right.
out.
Shout out to y'all. We appreciate the love. But the thing is, what it's going to do to the amount of, you know, that what it's going to do to our population while people are worried about white life, quote unquote, that decision is detrimental to the black population as well, because we already know that black women are the largest, you know, fatal rates for, you know,
ectopic and pregnant
mortality rates.
Yes. And, you know, say this actually. Mm-hmm. I know before I was like, I don't have a dog in this fight.
However, I
am on birth control, and if something might slip up, that might have to be the route that I would have to take.
And it's not even necessarily like the fact is whether or not that you would choose that for your personal decision, you 100% do have a dog in this fight. Because if you were the person that said, I needed this, but the government told you that you couldn't do that.
If I needed it for medical reasons.
If any of your family members needed it for medical reasons and they were unable to receive that type of medical coverage.
Yes.
That 100% puts you as a dog in this fight.
It does. It absolutely does.
It's nothing for you personally.
Personally, no, I would not be doing that.
And that's what the question was when I asked you. You were like, as for me. And I was like, yeah, but.
But
she was focused on the as for me part.
As for me, no. But if it comes down to a point where I'm in a situation where
you have,
this is the procedure that needs to take place.
Right.
Then run it. You know what I'm saying? Call who you need to call. Let's run it. So then there is the dog in the fight.
There's a young woman that shared her story on social media this week. She was 28. She was like 26 or 28 months pregnant, weeks pregnant. Her child had been suffering from numerous seizures in her stomach, you know, through gestation. Mm-hmm. She had come to the conclusion and made that decision with her husband and her medical team that they were going to abort the pregnancy because it was just going to, you know, if the child was to survive the pregnancy, then the birthing process would be so like traumatic for both mother and child. Mm-hmm. And so she made that decision prior to the Roe versus Wade, decision being made. The day afterwards, her doctor had to call and let her know that was no longer an option because, you know, their state was a trigger state, which means that as soon as that decision was made, it went into effect the next 24 hours. And so now she has to continue to carry this baby to full term or however long it will take and continue to suffer for both the child and her. How inhumane would it be to maintain that type of situation based on the sentencing of the government?
Yeah, I don't know what other options she has on the table. I know that there were some other people who had been in that similar situation where they had to call, the doctor had to call the lawyer to make sure, to get the judge on the phone to make sure that could still be an option for that person. Not the same person that we're talking about, but similar situation, kind of. So I'm not sure what other options people have. I do encourage people to encourage them and their doctors or lawyers to explore all options before that happens. Now, in that case, yes. However, there are, I don't even want to get back on this, but there are people that are out here just aborting kids. Yeah,
as birth control.
Right. Sure. And that I'm not here for all that. And I'm just going to keep it real. I'm just not here for all that. Now, if it's something medical, like this is the procedure that needs to happen, okay, yes. Other than that, nah. Mm-mm. So I just wanted to clarify that up before y'all watch the interview and so y'all can see what that was about.
Oh yeah, it's a good interview.
But moving on to the next point.
Yes. What is my next point? Let me get up in here.
Delta Airline pilots are on strike. Mm-hmm. So there are more than 1,200 pilots on strike. They are calling for higher pay. They are definitely outside of Hartsville and all the other airports with their signs, middle-aged white men, because they want some more money.
And it's actually not just the pilots as well. It's Delta
flight attendants too.
Employees. Yeah, even some people on the customer service side. And they protested on Thursday in 7 major airports. You know the major ones: LA, New York, Salt Lake City, Seattle. They're also looking for, the Delta pilots are really advocating for like a better work-life balance, health insurance benefits, job security, and retirement funds. So it's about to get crazy. They haven't been able to renegotiate their contract pay or anything like that since 2016. And we understand how the cost of living has increased.
Definitely.
Not only has the cost of living increased, but the Delta pilots are on pace to end this summer and have clocked more overtime than 2018 and 2019 combined.
People are really outside. Y'all wearing these pilots out.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been getting their flights canceled.
Yeah.
Layovers in odd cities.
Yeah. Word to one of my friends, he and his family were stuck for 19 hours with a one-year-old baby on the way back from their family vacation on Friday. And as of the last time that I spoke to him, which was when I texted him earlier this morning, his dad still hadn't received his luggage. So all I have to say to Delta Flight DL502 on Friday, leaving from Hartsfield to Cancun, baby, to the crew, to the staff and crew, baby, I just need y'all to hold on tight, get us there, take a break if you need to between now and Wednesday, but make sure you are available to clock in and to fly the friendly skies, baby, because we got to go. I deserve.
How selfish are you?
Very much so. Very much so. Now listen, now if y'all, you know, we come back on Monday, if you're going to cut me a check for $10,000, then, you know, you holler at me. If you want to take your time in Cancun come Monday, you want to cut me a check for $10,000, I'll take one. I'll take one for the team. You can leave me in Cancun. I'll sleep a night in the airport for $10,000.
I just need $500 out of that.
I got you, girl. We're going to go out. What you want to do? The plug going to get paid? We all. Hey. Everybody wins.
Oh, my gosh. Moving on, y'all. We got to go. We stepping into the rim segment after this. We talking about P-Valley, all of the things that have been going on P-Valley. Y'all keep it locked after this mix and after these messages. And we'll be right back.
Just saying. It's a win for everybody.
I'm so done with you.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
3, 2, 1. Tsunami.
Wet wells went through hell just for someone else. Niggas exchange record sales for their mental health.
I've been through rockabye blues. I've been through all the castex, the dolls and the badus. Life is short, shorter than a haiku. Don't let them down talk you, don't let them hype you. Okay.
Hold up, my bad, I ain't mean to take it this far. My bad, I ain't mean to wreck your facade. Hold up, hold on, how the hell is heaven this far?
My bad, I can see you really pissed off.
I could've came home to the scenic route. I'm way too high to see the ground. It's funny that you need me now. Could've been came home to the scenic route.
Moving like you never really seen. Moving like you never really seen the town. Moving like you never really choose. Moving like you never really been around.
If they really wanna know some, they won't know for me. Got my niggas, they don't go for me. Them niggas still for me. Now my bitch said she lost hope for me and pulled a rope on me. So them niggas ain't no hoe with me, cause ain't no hoe. If you really wanna know some, they ain't as cold as me. Bitch, I'm really like my bank, no, they ain't no fold to me. And that's just how it's supposed to be. I keep it close to me. So them niggas ain't no hoe with me, cause ain't no hoe. I be shaking all these hoe niggas till an accident. I don't even really want you, bitch. I might just pass you, bitch. I got niggas since my sons, and I ain't even planned this shit. Swerving in and out of traffic, boy, I might just crash this shit. I might mellow, but it's cruising. I don't get too shit. We ain't kicking shit exclusive. Don't be a nuisance. This is really how we do shit. No need to prove shit. Nigga said he got a full clip. We call it boom kit. I won't never do no witness shit unless I got to. Tried to send familiarity, he just got through. If you're back against the wall, never let him got you. And if they say you play a pressure, we apply times two. They say he ain't gonna talk, why? He a smart boy. Where you going, where you from, boy? You the lost boy. Don't know where you got your shit, but over here it costs more. Guaranteed to make you fit like I did parkour. I just spoke to my desk, keep your watch for threats. Make yourself protect, I pay my debts. Hold up my baguette, tell him cut a set. I remember growing up, they used to tell me more is less. But the more that I get, more that bitches wanna sex, little hoe. More inflexing, send that back in my direction, little hoe. Out in the destiny, leave that nigga where you left him, little hoe. Hey, don't be asking what you tryna know. That's not where you tryna go, cause if they really wanna know some, they won't know for me. Got my niggas, they don't go for me. Them niggas still for me. Now my bitch says she lost hope for me and pulled a rope on me. So them niggas ain't no hoe on me, cause ain't no hoe. If you really wanna know some, they ain't as cold as me. Bitch, I'm really like my bankroll, they ain't no folding me. And that's just how it's supposed to be. I keep it close to me. So them niggas ain't no hoe on me, cause no hope.
If your dreams don't scare you, they aren't big enough.
You're locked into Nightmare Radio with Ish the Exec and Brittany Kristen.
Don't sleep. Log on to eshopanddropstore.com to purchase your Nightmare Radio show merchandise. Use code CHECKIN to receive $20 off when you purchase two items. Stepping into the rim segment, we are talking about P-Valley. Of course, this month, we are talking about sex.
Yes, and not just talking about people doing the nasty, but we're going to really give you a full encompassing conversation and discussion around sex and all the topics that it includes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those topics include intimacy. Some of those topics include, you know, sex education, practicing safe sex. Some of those topics include, you know, other ways to fornicate, adultery. We're gonna get into all of the ins and outs, but it's just ironic that the show of the season right now,
P-Valley,
kind of sort of touches on so many different topics that are important and that are worth expanding upon in our culture. So without further ado, let's just hop on into it.
Season two has been
a wild ride.
It's been definitely a wild ride. I'm not sure how I didn't know how I felt about it being so close to now. You know what I'm saying? Like, yep. The now, like 2020, the riots, pandemic, like it's very close to now.
Spoiler alert, straight up for this portion of the series. If you're looking to binge watch it, then skip this or come back to it. But, you know, it does take place 5 months after we last saw the crew at the Pank.
Mm-hmm.
And we are 5 months into, or maybe 5 months afterward, maybe 3 months into a pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm guessing this is like July. June, July.
We in May a little bit.
Yeah. Well, no, Rayshard Brooks was like June.
When was Charlottesville? We like in May.
Yeah, it's early.
It's May, June right now.
So we're TBTing it. We're throwbacking it. We're throwing it back to the heart of it all, 2020, when shit was crazy and life was crazy. And we never really, we've kind of sort of beat the 2020 struggle story, but we haven't like, we haven't been able to see or get a glimpse of the pandemic and the riots from like a different type of group of a representation of people that really haven't been like represented on television.
Right.
Is it fair to call them sex workers?
You talking about the strippers?
Yeah.
Strippers are not sex workers.
Okay, but is that not the... And I'm not trying to be disrespectful in that.
No, they are not sex workers. Because like, if you watched episode 5... You know, they paint the illusion. They're in charge of the story.
Right.
You know, you're coming off of the experience that you think you are going to get from them.
But in talking about sex, is it not related to?
It's related to sex, but they're not sex workers.
Okay. So please disregard, you know, that means...
A sex worker is like, you want this blowjob? I got you for 40.
Or a porn star who has a W-2.
Something W-9. Like that. I guess that would be a sex worker. I guess, yeah.
Okay, well, we just haven't really... And I don't mean disrespect to the community. Because, you know, I like y'all. I fucks with y'all. But we haven't really seen this story told from...
stripper's perspective.
Right. Or anyone in that... We haven't seen it on television told from a musician's perspective.
No, we haven't. And we haven't seen it from a down-low male perspective either.
And that's where we're going to go for today.
So let's start there first. Episode 4... Well, actually, this whole season, we've been seeing a whole lot of penises. And the men of our society, black men in our generation, millennials, they ain't here for all the penises in the show. Because they going to P-Valley to see the P in the valley.
Okay.
They not there to see... That P, the other P.
You gotta be specific. That's why they took out the Uzi.
Yeah.
On the show logo.
So maybe it's P-Valley for either Uzi or penis. Who knows?
You know what?
At this point.
And I know that people are up in arms, especially the black community is just like up in arms about this subject, right? And I just to add an alternative perspective as what we do here, you know, at Nightmare Radio Show, if the culture is constantly talking about how important representation is, is it okay or is it fair for the culture to talk about what type of representation matters most or what representation is unworthy of getting represented in the media?
Okay, so to that point, I don't think that, I think that inclusion is necessary for everyone. Everybody should feel included, right? I do think that there needs to be some sort of discretion to all of this. Like, we don't have to see that shit.
Yeah, I do agree. So, but let's, so the shit that we're talking about.
Lil Murder sex scene with his ex-con buddy that just got out of jail.
Lil T. Big T. Big T.
Okay.
But see, the same episode, nobody ever even addressed Mercedes and Farrah getting it in.
But again, Mercedes and Farrah, is it?
Yeah. Coach's wife.
We didn't see all that.
Yes, we did. We saw Mercedes' titties get sucked by Farrah, and we saw Farrah's head going back and forth between Mercedes' legs.
Okay. I didn't see that. I didn't watch that part. I was working.
You know gotta go back and see it because it's explicitly there, especially Farrah in between the legs, and then the shot goes next to Mercedes' O face. I mean, it was extremely explicit.
Okay.
No, and that was, that has been glossed over. Nobody has mentioned that. Why is it? Because we're more accepting of seeing two women on sex having sex on screen.
I'm gonna go back and watch that. A lot of conversation that's come up has been it wasn't all that. It wasn't as explicit. Did they show, did they put the P lips on live for $1,000?
No, but did Lil Murder and Big Teak show their penises? No, they did not.
I thought I seen a penis.
You seen some penis, but it wasn't in that scene.
I scrubbed through, so you probably didn't see the penis.
And that's the thing. That's the thing. Now, Katori Hall has shown us Lil Clifford, Uncle Clifford's penis in episode 2.
And I didn't
want
to see that.
At his birthday party when he got served up in the skate closet. Katori Hall showed us some penis in episode 3 when a fellow Stevenson High School alumni, shout out to Cheer Mob, Gail Bean, aka Roulette, bust down in the VIP room and broke Uncle Clifford rule number 4. You adult, you a hoe, you got to hit the dough. And she broke a rule for a brick. And she whipped it out right there. And then in episode 5 that just aired most recently, we see Rome's penis.
Did we see his penis?
Yes, we did.
I must be blinking on new parts. Because I don't be seeing the penis.
But during Lil Murda and Big Teak's sex scene, we did not see any. I mean, we saw their backs and chests. And, it was clear that they were,
It was the from the back for me that I was like, nah.
But you know what we're skipping over? A very important part of that scene that nobody is discussing. This is Lil Murda and Big Teak's relationship is one of the first times that black male intimacy that's actually in a healthy way has been shown on television.
Man, no. We seen black male intimacy between Uncle Clifford and Lil Murda last season.
I'm telling you.
And we didn't even see what they was doing. We knew that they fucked in the car.
Because of the fog and all that. I'm counting this series as the first time. This show has done a good job of delivering.
Got the whole show. Gotcha.
Yeah. And so and even that episode that everybody is so up in arms about, like, that episode was the most pivotal, most important episode so far of the season, because not only does it show black male intimacy in a healthy manner, it also shows the effects of a black man that's been institutionalized, that clearly is grappling with mental health issues, that is being brought out of the institution, that fucked him up, in the midst of all of what happened in 2020 and the response and the reaction to it, and how he's, of course he's tweaking. And we're literally watching people around him, no one around him, with the exception of Lil Murda, is even catering to the fact that this black man is clearly going off on his own. He's having a crisis. How does art imitate life? How relatable can that be, or is that, to many black men? Taking the gay shit out of it.
I feel like it is very relatable. I feel like it's been very needed. If you haven't seen episode 5, it's definitely a pivotal moment for the rest of the season. So be sure to check it out, even though we're probably about to spoil it coming up soon.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, okay, great. So that is there. But moving to the next point, the censorship of it all.
Yeah, that part.
It's been coming out of Pride Month. My kids are just like having so many questions because on every show, they are being included. As far not when I say they, I'm talking about LGBT. My kids mm-hmm. want to know, like, why do men act like that? Why do some men dress like that? That's not tough. That's not what it is. Like, they're starting to have these questions at a young age of 7. And it's not even like there. It's not like I'm putting P-Valley on for them to watch. It's just literally everywhere. If we watching Beauty Shop, you know, even though that show came out long, that movie is old.
Yeah.
But it's just been so prevalent now more than ever. Like, we went to the mall Friday, and my boy, my home, I don't even want to. We saw a man dressed as in woman clothing. You know, and it was there. You know what I'm saying? So it's already out there, and it's kind of like now we're forced to have our children. We're forced to have these conversations with our children, and we're forced to kind of have to like
address it
head on. We didn't have to do that for us,
but maybe we should have.
We probably should have, but at the same time, our generation was the one. We didn't have to address it to us because we are the ones now that we embracing. We have to address us to our children. If you get what I'm saying,
this type of stuff has been going on for years.
It has been going on for years, but it hasn't been as
prevalent. But you know what? If we know the intermediate and the vast effects of keeping these types of conversations hushed, tabooed, and hidden from all of the years that this has been going on, alternative perspective. It's a good thing that right now we're forced to have the conversation at 7 or at 10 so that we don't do damaging effects when a person has been harboring feelings or questions or doubts or, you know, just anything at 27. So if a stitch in time truly saves 9, then we're going to have to, as a parent, I don't know, because we haven't crossed that thing yet. And I'm sure, you know, it's still a conversation that runs in my mind often. But you know what? If I got to address it at some point, then I might as well ante up and get to it now so I can get ahead of it, so I can be able to you know, be in charge of that story instead of waiting on somebody else to explain it to my kid or for my child to pick it up from every other source on his own without anybody to guide it, you know.
I mean, but honestly, it's all of that happening at once.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like they're picking it up and you're having to explain at the same time.
So and it's a lot to talk about.
It's a lot to talk about. So me in my house, I'm telling them this is people's choice. This is what people have decided to do. And I just don't want to raise homophobic people. But for them, it's just like there all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot. Now, I don't know what it's doing for kids that are in middle school age, high school age.
Yeah.
Is this type of content is not for those types of children, even though when we were in school, we were watching BET Uncut. We was watching all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's out there. And it's
the only difference is, you know, it wasn't like as widespread accessible when we were growing up.
Exactly.
Everybody
got a phone.
Has
it's on YouTube.
To.
They have
Twitter.
It's literally
TikTok.
Everywhere. It's literally everywhere. I mean, sex is everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about that before on the show. Like, sex is everywhere. It's everywhere. So not just to say that, you know, gay sex or whatever kind of sexual content, it's everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
I think that of course, this, we should never, I guess, be like fully desensitized to like explicit sex and stuff like that, because some stuff really doesn't need to be shared in broad daylight on easily accessible media channels and stuff. But I think the biggest problem or, you know, impact right now is because it's too masculine presenting gay men.
And outside of the children, because it's not always about the children.
Yeah,
you got to raise your own children.
That's right.
At the end of the day, you can't let these devices and these shows and all this stuff raise your children.
Mm-hmm.
It's really these black men, these black straight men that are watching P-Valley, that are not watching P-Valley for that part. They have accepted that because they are also like the children who know that it's out there, who knows that it's everywhere, and we have to just accept it for what it is. But when they're watching a TV show that they're wanting to enjoy,
because they came for the P,
because they came for the other P and not that P, it's now bothering black straight men. Should there be a gay advisory on shows like this?
There is an intimacy specialist and coach that, you know,
we would like to speak to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, think about the rise and fall of Empire.
Ooh, good one.
A lot of black men, the black community loved Empire. Once it started getting a little too gay and the storyline just started getting a little too far-fetched, which is how I felt that P-Valley, the role P-Valley was going down until we got to this episode today, episode 5. So that's the role that I kind of saw like P-Valley going down this this Empire spiral. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I felt like they were going to lose a big part of their audience because they are having a lot of
male-on-male
scenes. You see what I'm saying?
Makes men uncomfortable.
That's making them uncomfortable. Outside of the kids, because they're going to understand that we're going to explain to them that's fine, right? We're all in a phase of acceptance.
So it's a lot of homophobia that men are
seeing. I don't want to say it's homophobia.
Uncomfortableness.
It's not uncomfortableness. It's like, I guess it is uncomfortableness because I don't, as a straight male, I don't want to see that.
We got to talk to a straight male about this. Who's willing to talk to us about it? Because y'all don't even want to have the conversation.
Some men do. They're having it on these social networks. They want to watch P-Valley. They want to support P-Valley because of the storyline. Mm-hmm. But they don't want to see
the gay stuff.
Sex scenes.
But they don't mind seeing the girl-on-girl sex scenes.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. That's what it is. It's the truth. That's what it is. It's messed up. Okay, yeah, I want to see two girls bumping them, but I don't want to see these niggas do it though. and go off, because that's your decision, that's your choice, whatever. That's cool. But you know, you just hear how it sounds. It's cool for that, but I don't want to do it. Why? Because watching it's gonna make you gay.
It's not even that watching it is gonna make them gay, and I can't speak for them. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to. I'm not speaking for none of y'all niggas out here. I'm just not doing it. But I just see the level of uncomfortableness in it, even for me. I didn't want to have a conversation.
He's like, I don't want to talk to you about P-Valley because he's not watching it anyway. But you're right though. You know, we're beating it, but. I for a while, until we got to episode 5, when I first watched, because I watched each episode like 3 times.
I haven't done that, but I'm going to go back now so I can see all y'all penises.
Right. Well, I do be watching it because I watch for different reasons. The cinematography in P-Valley season 2 has just extraordinarily like increased.
It's been amazing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It is beautiful. It is up there with, in my opinion, Queen Sugar and Insecure for the cinematography. The use of the lighting, the use of, you know, mood setting and all that has been on 10. The writing, I think this season has been beautiful because it's doing a great job of talking about all these points that are so pivotal, important, you know, to the conversation about the culture. And then I watch it because, you know, I said, I'm invested in the dance industry, you know, like I'm watching it. Izama, the movement artist, is one of the choreographers and body doubles, and she used to teach at my dance studio. So, of course, I'm watching it for those 3 reasons. But so I'd be trying to like have conversation about it, but he ain't trying to hear none of that because the gay stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, but it's so much better than that. It's more to it. Anyway, I don't know, y'all. Tell us what y'all think.
Tell us what y'all think.
Is it too much?
Leave them at. It is too much. It's too much. It's too much. I feel like being neutral, I feel like we should go back to the figment of our imagination. Fading in and fading out. Even the girls eating vaginas. Just let her go down and go into Mercedes or go into Mississippi in the at the last shop.
Exactly.
Which took place at Stonecrest. Yeah. That beauty supply store was Stonecrest Mall.
Yep.
I know. That's the store we went into that day. All right, look at y'all at Stonecrest. Shout out to y'all. But yeah. So
sure was.
Anyway, it's a lot for me. It's a lot for me to see. Outside of just the honestly, I'm a wimp. I'ma close my eyes to power. I be watching like this. Squid Games. I couldn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
It was a lot for me. You know what I'm saying?
So let's get into episode 5, the one that just happened.
Quickly.
Miss Mississippi, domestic violence. We see the background story.
Yes, that was this episode 5 was so good.
Mm-hmm, wasn't it?
It was so good.
So many things were discussed. And before we even get to Keyshawn involving herself in an abusive relationship, it tells a lot about the people that are involved in domestic violence and their stories, because before somebody even raises a fist to them, there's so many other things that are going into play that puts them vulnerable enough to be in that type of situation.
Right.
And we see what kind of situation Keyshawn came from.
Keyshawn definitely came from a background. She does have a Cinderella story.
Yeah, she does.
But it's not ending off like that, baby. And I don't know. I just really wish that she would have let that man go to the interview and she would have just packed the fuck up and left.
And got her babies and gone.
She ain't had to say nothing to him. All she needed to do was pack up and left.
And a bandage on his back.
That's an absolute hell no. But the thing that killed me in that episode was the doctor trying to downplay it. Oh, it's just something that 3-year-olds have, this happens in 3-year-olds. It's just a dislocation.
Yeah, I was actually very surprised that they didn't try to press charges or, send defects. I mean, who knows, because the next episode is coming. But even before that, let's talk about Rome and, the offense that was committed.
Trying to rape her.
Right.
And how did he get the video of them in that room?
You know, that's funny, because when the scene was happening, the first time I was watching it, I was like biting my teeth because I felt like somebody was recording them or somebody would have, found out about them. But just the fact that Rome had created this entire, situation just for that moment, it seemed like,
Yeah.
I'm going to give her just a little bit of this success and then I want to see how I can assert my power, my domination over in this situation. I'm so happy that she escaped.
I am too.
But shout out to Wody.
And then it just makes me think, were all of those other things going to happen? Because, the wig line fell through.
Yep.
She got the lashes.
Thank God she got the lashes and the mid-sip tees and waist trainers.
But was that because of him?
I don't know. I think so. I'm not sure. But I know that she's going to be straight now because she's going to hook up with Jocelyn. You think that's going to be for her good? Or you think she's going
to
get
to Hollywood? We didn't even get to see her get to Jocelyn.
You're right, because she left, she went home on tour. But I think that she's still going to be able to, perfect that. She just needs different guidance, and now she'll have to. But shout out again to Wody, because shout out to Wody,
but is Wody going to jail?
And what else is, because did you hear the cryptic, I'm always into the storytelling and the cryptic messaging and the writing and stuff, because they're talking about the fallen angel, that he starts off as almost like the Haley Colton character, right? Mm-hmm. They start off doing good and then, something takes a turn for the worse. So I would love to believe that that's a nice crew. That's a solid crew. Lil Murda, Wody, and Keyshawn. I love Keyshawn and Murda's relationship.
Me too. I like it. It's cute.
It's so cute. It's like best friend vibes. Like, this my boy. I got you what you need. We gonna do it. And I also really like Wody's vibes too, because, Wody accepts Lil Murda
for who he is.
Trying to get this money.
Mm-hmm.
I respect Keyshawn. But he went and protected not only Keyshawn, but he protected his brand.
Yeah.
Because...
You ain't finna be doing none of that.
You ain't about to be doing none of that. Because we all eating off of Murda and Keyshawn. And if Murda go down, then we all got to go home.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see how that plays.
Let us know, y'all. Let us know in the comments. Let us know what you think.
Katori, you doing it, girl.
You are. It's been an amazing season now. Because I just knew y'all was going down that Empire Road. But I'm so glad to see it turn around. And yeah,
we still gotta catch up with DJ Never Scared and
Meg and everybody. So
Patrice Woodbine in the church where the blessing reside.
Oh my God, I'm sick of her. But yeah, this has been great. Great episode today, Brittany. I think we should end it here.
I absolutely think so too. Just extending the invitation to continue to check in on your friends, check in on yourself. You know, the mental health awareness, the advocacy, it extends beyond May, okay? It's all year round. So make sure you do what you need to do to make sure that you're good, okay?
Definitely. Be sure to keep it locked to Nightmare Radio Show on all platforms for everything that we have coming up. And leave us a voicemail for real. We want to hear what you got to say. Leave us a comment. Stitch this content on social media because we want to definitely hear what you have to say about this week's episode.
Yeah.
Brittany's going on vacation, traveling grace and mercy to you. I'm holding it down next week.
Yes.
Don't sleep. It's Nightmare Radio Show. We will see you next week. We out.